I do hear from a lot of younger people who want to be writers. And I think the best advice that I was ever given and I would convey to others is, you know, don't write to be published. That write because you love to write. Write because it changes your view of the world. Write because it makes you more perceptive and more attentive to what's around you, because you see people differently and you want to record these thoughts or get down, you know, experiences you've had. I think if you go into like, I want to write a book, that, you know, may not be the best way. And I never even thought I was going to do a book of war letters. I never, when I was collecting these stories of unknown historical sites, there was never an intention of doing a book in the first place. I just loved the stories. And so, you know, I've always wanted to give a speech on the myth of passion. And we tell people, like, find your passion. Passion isn't singular. Passion is a perspective. It's like the way you look at the whole world kind of excites you. And that, to me, is the greatest thing that a teacher or a parent, I've been very lucky that my parents always encouraged my brother and me to be readers. But, you know, that's why I dedicate the book to the teachers I've had in my life. And I use a line about how education really kindles the fire. And I thank them for igniting that spark, because that's what they really did. And that's what I think the best teachers do. And it's why I wanted to really dedicate this book to the people who've changed so many lives in classrooms across America.
How did you develop as a writer then? Because obviously, I mean, from what I know about you, you've written a few books, but I don't know that you've done much writing beyond that. And yet to read here is where it's very polished and such a great, and you clearly show such a great grasp of how to tell a story that brings in even a casual observer. So where did that develop?
Well, you're very kind to say that. It's funny. I read the book. I'm looking at all the places I wish I could change and make better. But I had a great editor, Rick Horgan, and he was a really good guiding hand and saying, you know, here's what's working, here's what's not working. But I think it's also every writer has to be a reader. And, you know, you don't want to copy someone else's style, but you have to sort of get a sense of what else is out there. And, like, I love John Steinbeck. He's not the most florid writer, but he tells a great story. I also love Nabokov. I don't think he's actually the best storyteller, but goodness, his use of language is like nothing else I've ever read. The best description I've ever heard is that he has these flashing, floating lines, and that's exactly it. They just almost burn off the page. They're just so beautifully written. So these are two very different authors with very different styles, and I've hopefully, you know, would like to think that I've learned from both of them. And so poetry is great because it's condensed little, you know, either stories or images and so forth. But I also love reading, you know, 1,500-page Russian novels. So I think it's very important for anyone who wants to write, you've got to read, and you've got to read all different types of genres.